This is the Wizard of LA, and this farm-to-table reality has been brought to you by Inspirato Projecto.
Brother, speak before he's most...
Norvik Ala...
Everything he's been doing...
Praised it.
Is an absolute key. Russia, it's because, as he said, Putin is absolutely scared to death of this Magnitsky Act and does not want...
Why, hello there. I have recently tuned my guitar... to the 432HZ tuning. 432HZ, they say, is the natural frequency of the universe. And along the way, things started getting tuned to the 440HZ. So I'm going to play this while I read various ozonator benefits, all right? This is for ozone. Ozone prevents. Ozone prevents premature aging, irregular heartbeat, Lyme's disease, cardiac arrhythmia, nerve cell related diseases, colds and flu, angina, fever, blisters, shingles too, Epstein-Barr virus, allergies, cluster and tension, headaches, sudden heart attack, tumors and cysts, arthritis, constipation, gangrene. Asthma, sinusitis, and bronchitis, Alzheimer's, gastroenteritis disorders, multiple sclerosis and strokes, and degenerative diseases. Ozone combats depression, anxiety, and despondency, chronic fatigue and tiredness. Ozone relieves muscle aches and pains, arthritis, and angina. Ozone neutralizes and eliminates chronic hostility, environmental toxicity, acid stomach, lactic acid. Ozone corrects dizziness, faulty metabolism, memory loss, blood pressure. Ozone improves and enhances circulation, mineral absorption, amino acid utilization, digestion, vitamin uptake, mood, brain function, mental stability, temperament, heart function, and mental quickness. Ozone energizes all the cells in your body. Ozone fights infections, herpes, emphysema, lung disorders, fibromyalgia, bronchial problems. Ozone kills parasites, amoeba, and fungi, viruses, candida, bacteria, worms, bad colon bacteria. Ozone purifies skin, acne, eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, and blood and the lymph system. Ozone speeds up healing of wounds, bruises, etc. Athletic recovery, recovery rate after hospitalization, chemo and radiation treatment. Ozone stops all cancer cells. Ozone detoxifies the lymph system, every cell in the body. Ozone breaks down cellulite. It breaks up cholesterol for one and all. Ozone releases tension and stress. Ozone is a liver cleanser. Builds and tones muscles. Overcomes bodily weakness. decomposes plaque, cleanses mucus, heightens alertness, lightens the heart's workload, destroys harmful microorganisms, helps supplements and medication. Increases cellular vitality, ignites carbohydrates, disperses heavy metal toxicity, strengthens immune system, ozone boosts energy levels, blood booster, ozone oxidizes poisons in the body, morbific material and pollution. Ozone clears out brain fog, dirty fluids from the body. Ozone corrects dizziness, faulty metabolism, memory loss, blood pressure. Ozone clears out, ozone calms the nerves and your temperament. Ozone oxygenates the pancreas and spleen, the hemoglobin, lungs, heart, and the kidneys. Ozone burns fat and excess sugar. As you can hear, there are these little squirrels. They're playing in the bushes. Oh my gosh, one of them's going in the hot tub. These little guys are playing in the bushes, and they're running along the fence. There they are. Hi! So these trees, these bushes, they line the fence, and so they run along it, and then they disappear into the trees. They disappear into the bushes. I'm filling out a form right now to be nominated, or for the, what is it, the podcast awards. And so if you like, feel free to vote for this podcast if you feel so inclined, if that idea resonates with you. Podcast Awards, that's what it is. Podcast Awards. I'm thinking that's probably a great idea to do. You pick some particular culture that has a lot of interest in it, and then you go, and then you say, we're gonna make an awards ceremony. We're going to do an awards ceremony for this particular thing. I mean, you could have... Oh, here it goes. Registration complete. Thank you for registering to participate in the 2018 People's Choice Podcast Awards. Now, do you think this is like the only podcast awards? Do you think there are others? Your show has been entered in the category you have selected during registration, which is arts. As a reminder, the listener nomination period opens on July 1st. It is imperative that you encourage your audience to nominate your show. They will find your show in the listing for the category you have submitted. Cool. So starting July 1st, apparently I'll get some kind of notification. Whoa, interesting. So Anchor sent me a message here. Anchor is the service that I use. For those of you who are not listening to this on Anchor, Anchor is the service I use to make these podcasts. And I'm so very grateful for their existence. Because of them, that's why I'm on show number 100 and something. Interesting. Hey there. Exciting news. Your podcast, Inspirato Projecto, is on its way to the new Google Podcasts app. Interesting. You'll be able to find it here. Note that currently this link will only work on Android devices. So if I click on this on my desktop, will it go? Oh, I see. Interesting. So Google Podcasts. Interesting. I'm on the ground floor. I'm entering the ground floor of Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is a new dedicated podcast app for Android users. If your podcast was previously available on Google Play Music, it will still be there for the time being, but we'd recommend encouraging your Android listeners to start transitioning to Google Podcasts for a better experience. You can always find all of the links to your podcast on your Anchor profile at anchor.fm/inspiradoprojecto. We will let you know as your podcast becomes available in more places. Remember, any episodes you create in Anchor can be synced everywhere your podcast is available with just one tap. Very cool. Very cool. Wow, all these little fun little things here. If you're on Anchor, go to, check this out. If you want to learn some tips and tricks, and these are the headings here, tips and tricks. Recording with your friends, recording audio, share and embed your podcast, podcast stats and analytics, exporting your audio, uploading and importing audio into Anchor, create transcribed videos, voice messages. Now, this is what is interesting to me. What is this? Create transcribed videos. We're going to go through here. All right. I'm going to read through this for any of you who are interested. If you're not interested, you could just go to the next thing if you like. But I think this might be helpful for anybody who wants to create a video. If they're on Anchor, this is what you can do. You can always share a link to your podcast or your specific segment, but in our opinion, it's the best way to get your audio heard outside of Anchor is to share a transcribed video. Which segments can be transcribed? Which ones can be transcribed? Any segment that you recorded or added into your Anchor account. And that is active in your Anchor account, can be transcribed as long as it is under 2 minutes. Make out a little help article. Mobile apps, here's how you do it. Record a segment and add it to one of your episodes. 2, go to the profile tab. 3, tap the episode and tap. Oh, there's a dot, dot, dot. Okay, so it's like three little periods. Tap the episode and tap dot, dot, dot next to your segment. 4, tap create video. 5, will automatically transcribe your words after you tap start transcription. Wow, someone out there is going to transcribe the words. 6, preview your transcription and touch up any words that may have been misheard or skipped over. There shouldn't be many. We'll generate a video and you can choose whether to save, share it in square, wide, or tall. You can also choose a color theme. 7, you'll then be able to share your transcribed video. Things to note in the Anchor mobile app. Inputting hex codes or a color scheme is only available on the Anchor website. It's only possible to trim the transcribed text on the Anchor website. Desktop, here for you desktop lovers. After logging in from your Anchor dashboard, scroll down on the page to Your Episodes. 2, click on the episode where the segment you wish to transcribe is listed. 3, click the video icon next to the segment. 4, preview and edit the text as needed and click Save Transcription. 5, move the start and end buttons if you would like, then click Save and Generate Video. 6, choose a color scheme from your video, then click Save and Generate Video. 7, you'll then be able to share your transcribed video. Very cool. So there you go, guys. That's how you can get a video up there. I think I'm just going to go ahead and have to do that, because I do have an Inspirato Projecto YouTube channel, so I think I will do that. Yeah, okay, so here, I just open up a video that they got here, and so I'll let you listen to it. 17 seconds. It's got purple. I'm going to describe this to you. It's got purple on it. It says Team Anchor, and then it says Make Your Own Anchor.fm. Here we go.
Today we're introducing the best way to share videos made from audio. Now for web. You can now use Anchor's video creation tools via desktop to turn highlights from your podcast into beautiful, customizable, and shareable videos featuring word-by-word transcription that syncs perfectly.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So while I was watching this, just to let you know, the purple background, every time there were words there, it would, like, highlight, you know, like, follow the bouncy ball. So it would show the words, but then it would go, boo, 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 boo. It would highlight each word. It would highlight each word as it was moving along. Now it's available on the iPad. That's the other email that I got from these guys. Introducing Anchor for iPad. I mean, these guys are moving along. I somehow got involved with this right when these guys were just exploding with a whole bunch of new stuff. I mean, I guess this thing has been around about a year or so. Wow. Anchor for iPad. Interesting. Interesting. Oh, weird. Touch-enable editing tools. Whoa! Touch-enable editing tools. Not only does the new update let you record, host, and distribute your podcast on your iPad, but you can also now edit your podcast with new features like trim and split. Holy moly! Import audio from any app. What? You might have a new theme song you just made in GarageBand, a couple of wacky sound effects, an outro song you've got stored in Dropbox, and a voice memo hanging around that you want to use for comedic effect. Now you can import any of those right into your podcast. Oh my god, this is nuts. Anchor for iPad now supports multitasking, so you can use other apps like, quote, like Notes while you record. Easily drag and drop an MP3 or M4A from the Files app right into our episode builder, or save it for later by putting it in your Anchor library. We think you'll love playing around with Anchor for iPads. Touch and sheesh. Along with the release of our iPad app, your Anchor podcast sounds better than ever, too, because any episodes made in Anchor will be 44.1 KHZ and 128 kbits stereo. Yikes. Yikes. It's free. These guys, I don't see any advertisements. I don't know how these guys make money. Yet they have, I mean, they just got, it's just great. But I don't understand how they make money, because they don't have ads. There's no sponsors. It's just what it is. It's incredible. I can't say enough good stuff about Anchor. I'm just so excited about the invention of this app. And it would be really awesome to do a documentary about it. How cool would that be? Oh, PayPal just let me know. They just let me know. Oh, these bastards. They got my actual address. I only put... these bastards. See, that's one thing. Why did I do that? Because my ego told me to. That's why. My ego told me to. My ego. Can I just blame everything on the ego? Oh, it's my ADHD. Oh, it was my OCD. Oh, that was my whatever. Oh, that was my this thing. Oh, that was my this thing. There's always that thing that you know, is the easy... Oh, I didn't take my pills today, so I'm very, very angry. I'm out of sorts. Oh, I didn't take my pills today, so that's why I crashed into the tree. Oh, I didn't take my pills today. That's why I went running around naked in the old folks' home. I didn't take my pills today, so that's why I'm throwing hamburger meat on the rose bushes. Can I just say, oh, it was my ego. It wasn't me. I promise it wasn't me. It was my ego. My ego did it. Blame it on the ego. Yeah, yeah. Blame it on the ego. Yeah, yeah. When you are feeling blue, just know that you can blame it on the ego. Yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody, join in. Blame it on the ego. Yeah, yeah. Come on, blame it. My ego. My ego. I get the email that says, ooh, ooh. The People's Choice Podcast Awards. Do you want your podcast nominated? Oh. Do you want to have one more thing that you have to promote to people? And just beg them to vote for you. Please love me. Please love me, everybody. Vote for my podcast. Please love me. Please. Please. Help my ego, please. Blame it on the ego, yeah, yeah. When you are feeling blue, always know that you can blame it on the ego, yeah, yeah. Come on. All right, everybody. I'm trying to get this. There's a spider over here that's building this huge spider nest. Not huge. Come on, Kurt. You're exaggerating. You're embellishing the facts. You're embellishing. Well, it looked pretty big to me. Looked pretty big to me. If we were to, well. So, it was the ego. It led me down the rabbit hole to eventually giving my home address, my phone number. Went through PayPal. So, sometimes we make these decisions and we go, I just made that decision. And I have to still, I just got to forgive myself. What's the next step? Well, as soon as I hear that it's time to vote, what am I going to do? I'm going to go on a Facebook. I'm going to go on a Twitter. I'm going to be, you know, going everywhere. Please, everybody, please nominate me. I need to be publicly recognized with an award. Well, guess what? I'm a hypocrite, aren't I? Yes, Kurt, you are. Why, Kurt? Why are you a hypocrite? Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Because I co-organized the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. And what's that? It's an awards show. It's an awards show for screenwriters, filmmakers, music video artists. And what is that? They send their videos in, and then we play them on a screen. It's a celebration. Oh, interesting. Maybe that's how I got to work through this. Okay, so looking at it from the opposite perspective. I want to give these people the opportunity to have their hard work, their effort, what they've put into it, publicly recognized and applauded and appreciated, etc., etc., etc. Maybe, if they get one of those nice little things on their, you know, they get their laurels and it says nominated for best comedy or you win an award for most extraordinary experimental film, you know, if people see that, then they go, okay, I'm gonna keep that person in mind for when I'm doing a project. I like what the director did here. I like what the cinematographer did there. That's my reason. It's also for Inspirato Projecto, what I'm doing right now. Inspirato Projecto. Which, by the way, coming up in September, we have the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. So if you want to register for that, you can go to Kapow, KAPOWIFF.com. And there are buttons on there that you can submit it. Film Freeway. We're doing it through Film Freeway. So, Inspirato Projecto. What is that all about? The radio show, the podcast. It's about celebrating. It's about celebrating the artists. It's about celebrating the courage, which is funny, that following your passions has to be a courageous aspect. How has it become that? And it's a natural thing. And yet it's been taught, in a, you know, primarily to, I don't know, that it's just not feasible. That it's better to be this practical-minded, you know, be this hard worker. A lot of times that seems to be the, you know, like, oh yeah, I like that guy. He's perfect for my daughter. That's great. That guy, yeah, I'm glad he's marrying my daughter. He's perfect for my daughter. He's a hard worker. He's got a strong work ethic. He's a hard worker. A hard worker. Why is that valued? A hard worker. A hard worker. A hard worker. Hard worker. What about easy player? Easy player. That sounds much different. Oh, that guy's perfect for my daughter. He's an easy player. He's an easy player. hard worker, easy player. Hard worker. It's didn't. Why? Why? What about the dwarves? Whistle while you work. Whistle while you work. Whistle while you work. 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 What is that? Is work, work, work. There's that great phrase that says, don't work harder, work smarter. What if the husband, what if the dad said, oh, he's a perfect husband for my daughter. He's a smart, he's perfect for my daughter. He works smarter. He's a smart worker. A smart creator. What about that? Instead of worker, what about creator? He's a very smart creator. He follows his passions. He follows his dreams. He's doing what he loves. And as a result of that, he's happy. He's joyful. He carries that excitement and enthrallment around with him wherever he goes. Because why? It's in his heart. It's in his soul. It's bleeding out of his capillaries. It's pouring through his pores. And my daughter is the one that he's spending time with. And my daughter gets to feel the benefits of those good vibes. That ought to be the thing we're concerned with. The good vibes aspect. the good vibes aspect. Man, it's just the path of least resistance. It's just the resistance. Yikes. Yikes. Resistance. Resistance. Resistance breaks. My dad used to tell me, force it. If you force it, it will break. And he was referring to a G.I. Joe. I had a little Jeep, and Clutch was his name, the little guy who sat in there. And on the Jeep, you know, you could attach this plastic machine gun or something, Gatling gun of sorts. And he's like, be careful, if you force it, it'll break. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, Dad, I just got to get this back. And I broke it. And I felt terrible. And it wasn't until years later that I realized just how powerful that phrase really truly is. It really ought to be a cliche at this point. Force it, and it will break. Well, that's an analogy for everything. That's for our art. That's for our relationships. Force it, and it will break. Sheesh. It happens all the time. None of us like to be forced. No one likes to be forced. We like to use the force. Do you want to be forced, or do you want to use the force? That's a good question. Do you want to be forced, or do you want to use the force? The in-between energy that's in between. Alan Watts talks about the coin. He goes, life is this and that. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if you choose black or white of the chessboard. They're both on the same board. Whether you choose one side of the coin or the other side of the coin, it's still part of the coin. One of them is the shadow side of the other side, the negative side. It's like a photograph. You got the negative of it, which is like sort of the shadow side of it, and then you got the other side of it that you see, where you see all the colors that look recognizable, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, I know who that person is, or I know what that place is. This and that. And I think that's what the force is what lies in between all that stuff. It's not choosing sides. Maybe the force is the edge of the coin. That's probably what it is, huh? Or is the force all of it? The just everything that's holding the bits together. The avenue that's providing the motion. The electricity. Use the force. What is that they say? That was a powerful... I mean, I was crying when I saw that in... they came across that Asian Jedi. The blind guy who's flinging the staff around. And he's walking and they're shooting at him. Oh, God, I'm going to tear up right now thinking about it. Oh, God. Wow, I'm really feeling... Oh, my God, my eyes just teared up. When he's walking, and he goes, I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. And he repeats that over and over and over. Yeah, I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. Jeez, man. That's the key right there. Bouchard talks about there's no built-in meaning to anything. Which, by the way, if you get a chance... There used to be a treasure trove of videos. Now they're just not a whole bunch, but enough so you could kind of get a taste of what's going on. But Bashar, look up Bashar Channeler, something like that. Look that up on YouTube. He says, there's no built-in meaning, and it makes so much sense. There's no built-in meaning. There's no built-in meaning. Right now, someone somewhere is offended by chairs. Right? They just got a huge issue with chairs. They just hate them. Which stems from something. They hate chairs. They define it as this, as whatever. Whatever it is that enforces their belief that they hate it. I like chairs. I like to sit in them. That's where I sit a lot of times when I'm editing. In a chair, right here at the dining room table, which has now subsequently become the office. And I think, to me, I have a certain association with the chair. Those people have a different association with the chair. But the chair is just what it is. God, isn't that amazing? And thinking about this, like, there, we are so dynamic that wherever we go out there in the world, we think that we're carrying us with us. And what's funny is, through the world, we're presenting a different perspective of us to every person we're meeting. Every person who meets us thinks of us in a different way than every other person who meets us. They see us as a different, they see themselves in us. So they're going to see those different things that most closely resonate with them. Let's say, you know, I've noticed a lot of times I've got like a furrowed brow. I'm trying not to do that. It's just that I'm thinking a lot, you know? And for some reason we associate deep thinking with a furrowed brow. Well, what happens when you walk around with your face like that? People look at you and they go, oh, that guy's mad about something. He's angry about something. He's unapproachable. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to be unapproachable. I don't want people to not talk to me. So what am I going to do? Walk around with my eyebrows all the way up to my freaking forehead. So I am not grumpy. So I got my eyebrows all the way up. And, you know, and people are going to be like, what is that guy so surprised about? What's that guy surprised about? Huh? He's got that look, at, you know, with the eyebrows. What? What? Huh? What? What? Huh? So if I walk around with these eyebrows up, that presents a different aspect. Someone who sees me sitting on the bus with my brows furrowed is going to say, that guy, oh, I don't want to sit next to him. I don't want to sit next to him. There'll be a lot of times on the subway where I'm sitting there and people would prefer to stand than to sit next to me. And I'm not offended by that at all. It's just a funny, interesting thing. It's just funny. I appreciate having, you know, a spot next to me where I could set the laptop or whatever. Bag, my backpack or whatever, my jacket. Yet, some folks would rather stand. I'll see them look over. I'll have my sunglasses on. I'll see them look over and they'll, and it's like, oh, should I sit there? Oh, no, I'm going to stand. And that's fine. Maybe they do want to stand. Maybe they do. Yet to other people who know me, if they see my furrowed brow, maybe they see that I'm thinking about something. Why is that? Why do we, like that term, I was thinking about this the other day, and I've thought about this a lot, and I don't even know if I've talked about it on this podcast. If I have or if I haven't, I don't know. It's worth talking about again. The idea of that seriousness. Well, let's get serious. Let's get serious. Let's have a serious talk. Let's, you know, oh, our relationship here is getting pretty serious. Pretty serious. Let's, oh boy, let's get serious now. Okay, let's get serious now. All right, serious. Let's get serious. The only serious I want to get is the star system Sirius. S-I-R-I-U-S. That's the only serious I want to be. Serious. Who wants to be serious? Who really truly wants to be serious? And what does that actually truly mean? Does that just mean focused? Maybe that's just what it means. Centered and focused. Serious. Let's get serious. Serious. That's the Olivia Newton-John sequel to Let's Get Physical, Physical. And then the next song is Let's Get Serious, Serious. Come on, let's get serious. Come on, let's furrow brows. Let me see your furrowed brow. Your furrowed brow. Serious. What the hell? Who wants to be around a serious person? I don't want to be serious. I don't like hanging out with myself when I'm serious. That's the last person. Serious. I would prefer not to be around that serious. I'm going out to a dinner party. Oh, there are going to be a lot of big wigs there, a lot of rich people. Oh, I better get serious. I better get dressed up for this. I better show my best side. Better show my best side. Why does being in a rich environment, why does that automatically connect dressing up? I know when we see people in suits or, you know, I don't know, dresses, gowns or whatever, it kind of changes the definition in our brains for some reason. I think what it immediately links me in my brain is like corporate environments. Stuffy corporate practicality, sterile, very sterile. Washed out of all playfulness, really. It's trying to, you know, it's okay. Let's say you got one of those butter churners, right? And then they got the cream at the top, which they separate, or the butter. What is it? The milk or the, I don't know. They separate the something from the something. So it's like separating it's trying to separate playfulness and seriousness. Who wants to play the game of that character, of that persona, of the serious person? I don't know. I can't wrap my brain around it. Just as maybe many, 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 many serious people cannot wrap their brain around surreality, playfulness, trusting in the universe so much that, you know, you're making agreements with it and you're manifesting a reality. That is something very confounding to those. Serious mindsets. But the beautiful thing is, neither of us are required to hang out with each other. I mean, yeah, okay, I appreciate diversity as much as anybody else. Diversity, diversity, but for the sake of diversity, just to have diversity just because it's just something that's, like, just to do it? What about the vibes of that diversity? What about the vibes that are being involved? It's still working from a materialistic sort of outside perspective, going back in. So nobody is required to hang out with anyone that we don't feel a good vibe with, right? I mean, is that fair? And why, and okay, so on the other side, why would someone be required and it's, in, you know, insisted upon that's the case? And what, I mean, it's confounding. It's confounding. 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 If you want to be enlightened, as Bashar says, lighten up. Lighten up. I'm saying this out loud to myself, of course. Because a lot, I'm a philosopher. We all are in our own ways. I recognize that I'm a philosopher. I'm trying to wrap my brain around certain things. I try to get to the root of what's going on. I think I've discovered the root of everything there is. and it's this. Cooperation, reciprocation, collaboration, precipitation, reciprocation. You just put all those, I mean, it's all. Reciprocation, collaboration, cooperation, precipitation. Bam. We got it all right there. And if I were to sum it up in a symbol or I would definitely say it's the usu symbol. I've made a symbol for usu for the theory of the universe that I've been devising, slowly writing. Ubiquitous serendipity, serendipitous ubiquity, usu. Usu, you could pronounce it like that. Usu, it's a palindrome. Reciprocation, collaboration, cooperation, precipitation. Everything is dependent upon everything else. Everything feeds everything else. What we feed ourselves, we feed the world with. You are what you eat. Reciprocation. Trees, they breathe our carbon dioxide. We breathe their oxygen. Somehow, squirrels just know to look for acorns. Somehow, they just know. They got it built in. They know how to open up those acorns. Somehow, they just got built in that those acorns got to be stuffed into their little cheeks. The bees and the pollen with the flowers. Somehow, the bees... I mean, without those bees, those flowers wouldn't be pollinated. How interesting is that? How interesting is that? That's like if the description of what happens with bees and pollen and flowers was written by a screenwriter, I would say the screenwriters of Westworld, they would do a good job. Because it's something like, you're like, whoa, that's like weird foreshadowing. I did not expect that to happen. So it's essential for those bees to fly to those flowers. Because if they don't, then those flowers, it's just not going to happen. The golden rule. That's the other thing. You know that you've found your tribe when you hear them, before you even get a chance to even speak your philosophies and theories and ideas, you know that you found your people, that you found the people who are tuned into the same station you've been listening to. You know that you found those people. When you hear them echoing to you thoughts and ideas, almost word for word, that you yourself have written, talked about, podcasted, made paintings of, songs about, etc., etc., etc. And bam, there it is. That's the path of least resistance right there. Where do you feel the reciprocation? Where do you feel most in your element? Where do you feel cooperation and collaboration, the whole yes and aspect? That's what nature is, yes and. Viola Spolin, who invented the idea of improvisation, which is, they're just a bunch of games for kids, built on yes and, yes and, yes and. That's what nature's doing, right? Yes and, yes and. It just keeps growing and growing. It goes and goes and goes. Yes, and here's another branch. Yes, and here's another branch. Yes, and here's another flower. Yes, and here's another apple. Yes, and that apple's going to drop and it'll rot and then those seeds will come out and it'll grow another apple tree. Goes, 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 grows, grows, grows. Goes, goes, grows, grows, glows, glows, grows, grows, goes, goes. Just keeps rocking, just keeps going. So, I think I've preached enough to the choir. Oh my gosh, is that Jack Nicholson? Yeah, how you doing? I'm Jack Nicholson. I'm your new neighbor. Oh, hi, Jack. I didn't see you back there. Well, I was hiding in the bathroom. What? You were hiding in the bathroom? Where in the bathroom? Well, of course, I was hiding behind the shower curtain, holding my axe. Don't worry, I'm not going to smack you down with it. I promise not to crack any skulls. Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Thank you. That is so nice. That's so nice of you. So, what do you do? Well, I was sitting in there, and I heard every single word you said. And I have to say, I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. Any plans for The Shining 2? Oh, you're gonna do a sequel to The Shining? You got that right, bucko. Possibly even a 3. I think we're gonna shoot number 2 and 3 at the same time. Oh, so what, like, let's just say it takes place many decades later. Oh, I can't give too much away, but that's kind of what's going to be happening. You're going to have to talk to Stephen King about the rest of that. Okay, I signed an NDA. You know how it is in showbiz. Yeah. I do know that. Well, Jack, What, you're going to kick me out now? No, but I have to stop the podcast because it's 44 minutes now, and I just feel it's time for me to get back to this editing. All right. Well, do you think you can do a promo for me for the Inspirato Projecto podcast? Yeah, I don't see why not. Okay. Can you do it now? Oh, you need me to do it now, huh? I was thinking about taking a lunch break and then a walk in the park, and then doing a little fishing, and then coming back. Oh, so how long do you think that's going to take? I mean, a few hours. I'll be back sometime before midnight. Oh, well, could you just do it now? Can you do it now? I don't see why not. Why didn't you just say that in the first place? Well, I should have. All right, well, I'm ready if you're ready.
Okay.
How you doing there, ladies and gentlemen? This is your old pal, Jack Nicholson. And you're listening to Inspirato Projecto Podcast. How was that?
Good. That was awesome. Thank you.